Hey Jamheads, welcome back to Shecky's Jam Bands, the show where we break down the magic behind the bands that keep the groove alive night after night. I'm your host Shecky, and today we're heading down to south to Athens, Georgia, home of the legendary Widespread Panic. For over three decades, Panic has been beating the heart of Southern jam rock, a band that blends blues, funk, rock, and swampy soul into a live experience that's unpredictable as it is unforgettable. Widespread Panic's story starts in 1986 when John Bell, nicknamed JB, and Michael Hauser, two University of Georgia students, began jamming together in Athens. They were just a couple of guys with guitars and big musical dreams playing college bars and house parties. Soon they added bassist Dave Schools, drummer Todd Nance, and percussionist Domingo Ortiz, his nickname was Sonny, giving them that unique dual drummer sound that became their signature. Keyboard wizard JoJo Herman joined in 1992, rounding out the lineup. From there, the band hit the road, hard. They didn't just play shows, they built a community. Widespread Panic quickly became one of the most dedicated touring acts in America, earning a reputation for their marathon sets and deep improvisation that rivaled even Grateful Dead and Phish. The name Widespread Panic came from Michael Hauser's nickname. Friends used to tease him because he was kind of, well, anxious, always worrying about everything. And when the band was looking for a name, it stuck. A little humor, a little chaos, pretty fitting for a band whose jams often teeter right on the edge before finding that perfect groove. If you're new to Panic, here's your essential starter pack, the songs that define who they are and why they are so loved. First song, Ain't Life Grand, is Southern rock perfection. It's infectious energy, slide guitar fire, and pure joy. Porch Song, a fan favorite and live staple, it's Panic at their most freewheeling and communal. Surprise Valley is deep, atmospheric, one of their most jammed out tunes with hypnotic groove. Climb to Safety, anthemic and uplifting, great entry point for new fans. Pilgrims, another great song, slower and more soulful, showing their bluesy, introspective side. Last but not least, Chilly Water, their live show closer that turns into an event. Fans literally throw cups of water into the air when the chorus hits. Each track captures a different layer of what Panic does best, a mix of Southern swagger, heartfelt lyrics, and jams that can stretch into the horizon. Widespread Panic holds some serious records in the jam world. They've sold out Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado over 60 times, more than any other band in history. Their fans, affectionately called Spreadheads, travel from show to show, often comparing set lists and chasing specific versions of their songs. They also made history as the first band to headline in Bonaro Music Festival in 2002, setting the tone for what would become one of the greatest jam gatherings of our generation. And after losing founding guitarist Michael Hauser to cancer in 2002, the band carried on with strength and grace, a testament to the brotherhood and community they've built around their music. All right, Panic's live jams. This is where the magic happens. These guys just don't play songs. They build worlds inside them. Let's talk about some legendary ones. The first one is Surprise Valley, that transitions into drums, transitioning into Arlene at Red Rocks 2011. This sequence is textbook Widespread Panic. Deep grooves, wild percussion, and soulful transitions that make you feel you're floating through the humid Georgia air. School's bass tone is thunderous, and JoJo's organ solos take you to church. Driving Song, transitioning to disco, transition to Driving Song. In Oak Mountain, 1997, a Panic classic sandwich, The funk and disco makes the crowd move as one, and when they return to Driving Song, it's pure Southern rock release. Chilli Water, which was New Year's Eve 1999 in Atlanta, this one's legendary. The jam goes on for over 15 minutes, with fans tossing water high in the air, in perfect timing with the beat. It's chaos, unity, and joy rolled all into one of the most iconic moments in Panic lore. Lastly, the last jam you should check out is called Space Wrangler, live in the Classic City 2000. This live version is definitive. The interplay between JB's vocals and the swirling guitars shows why they're masters of pacing and emotional intensity. Each jam is a journey, sometimes meditative, sometimes explosive, but always rooted in that southern groove that no one else can replicate. Widespread Panic is not just a band, they're a lifestyle. They've built something that's part of family, part movement, and all heart. They've influenced a generation of jam bands with their fusion of rock, blues, funk, and improvisation, and they've done it all while staying true to their roots. Their sound is like Athens, Georgia itself, warm, soulful, and full of hidden corners to explore. You go to a Panic show not just to hear music, but to belong to something bigger than yourself. So there you have it, Widespread Panic, the Southern giants who've kept the flame of live improvisation burning bright for nearly four decades. If you've never caught them live, put it on your bucket list. And if you have, well, you already know. This has been Shecky's Jam Bands. I'm your host, Shecky, reminding you that music is not just something you hear, it's something you live. Until next time, keep spreading the groove, and don't forget to bring a towel if chilly water is on the set list.